All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh boy, do I love that music. Yes.
I'm glad you do. I love the music. I tell you, watching the games, there's a lot of bad basketball.
It is a lot of bad basketball.
I mean, man alive. If I see another tie-up and a possession arrow, can somebody get a ball to the rim, please?
Let's go backwards before we go forward here. Let's talk about Dayton a little bit.
Sure.
Yesterday, guys, as we were leaving the show, they looked awful. They looked dead. They went on a 24-4 run to erase a 17-point deficit and beat the 10-seeded Nevada 63-60.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that game there?
Total fluke. Dayton had no business winning it.
Yep.
Nevada. I just think Steve Alford's a bum. But again, they were bad, and you finish the game on a 20-2 run. It's fluky. It's one of those collapses. You can't even explain what you're watching. I think Dayton. Enjoy your day. Hope they had a great dinner. Arizona's probably fixing to beat them by 20.
I think it was one of those things where you saw, like, in the Oakland game when they were, like, 18 seconds left and the players were celebrating on camp. He was like, guys, this game's not over. I think Nevada starts celebrating. I think they were already thinking for the next game. They relaxed, and it was just that they left the door open, and it got Dayton kicked it down. You got to finish. And they found out the hard way. No lead is safe.
One more game I want to talk about from last night, and I want to bring people in just a little bit. Guys, we were coming in from dinner, and we saw Kansas and Samford. They were a close game. We thought it was Samford going to win the game. Samford gets robbed. Horrible call at the end of that game. That was a clean block. But my problem with that is they didn't even review the play.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, you can't because they don't allow you to review fouls. You can review, you know, if the ball went out. But because they didn't say it was a change of possession, it was a foul, they can't go back and say, oops, my bad. It was an anticipation call. The referee just assumed, well, you're going to jump with him and you're going to foul him. But you're right. Samford got robbed. I mean, and I think that if they get the ball, because they did get the ball,
yes,
and they would have went down and had a chance to win the game. Kansas was gifted those two free throws, and they ended up winning.
Look, it's a call. A, the ref should not be allowed to officiate a game the rest of the tournament. I still believe you need to have officiating press conferences after all games.
Yeah.
You should have to face the music, and it wasn't questionable. It was egregious. It was awful. There was no body contact in the lower half. There was no contact anywhere other than ball on the top half.
Right. Even the feet, because I thought, well, maybe their feet touched.
Yeah.
Nothing touch. It was textbook. This is how you block a shot. I mean, it was very similar to what Jay Nakins did in the MSU game, where it looked like a foul, but when you're just like, no, that actually wasn't a foul. That was actually a very good play.
Guys, the pride of the Big Ten. Northwestern wins 77-65 in the first overtime game of the tournament.
What do you want me to say about it? I hate them. I mean, that's fine. They're gross. I hate the Big Ten style of basketball.
They found it. David, they were up. It was 56-50, and then they lost the lead. They went on an 8-0 run. They found a way to tie the game up, and then they sent it to overtime. And after overtime, that's when, you know, the Wildcats and Boo Booey took over. But, yeah, they were very fortunate because kind of like what I was talking about with Nevada, they thought they had the game over, and they started to celebrate a little bit when the score was 56-50.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And FAU, yeah, they're the same team that went to the Final Four, but they haven't been the same team all year.
Yes.
They're just, yeah, they had a great win early in the year against Arizona, but they're just, they didn't look right all day today. It was a hard game to watch, man. It was 20-19 at the half. I'm not trying to, like, leap in the punch bowl. There's a lot of bad basketball for a myriad of reasons.
Right, it ain't just Big Ten.
No, it's everywhere. Let's talk about the 10-seed Colorado going against the 7-seed Florida. Colorado favored by 1.5 points in that game later tonight. Do they pull off the upset?
I find Florida very difficult to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The SEC has struggled. Rico pointed that out. Kind of leads me towards Colorado.
Yeah.
But I don't have a real strong feeling on it. But, I mean, Florida, they're allergic to defense. Yeah. They don't even try.
And Colorado wants to right the ship. They thought they were going to win the Pac-12 in the final season. They didn't. Oregon went in there, took it from them in the championship game. So, yeah, I would still lean Colorado. Yeah. Other than Tennessee, man, it hasn't been a good tournament for the SEC.
No.
Well, let's get to one of those SEC teams. Texas A&M, the 9-seed, they are favored against a Big Ten opponent, Nebraska. And then we also, just real quick, you could touch on TCU is a favorite, 3.5 points by Utah State. Touch on those 9-8 matchups.
There. That's the game I really want to see later. The A&M game, I'm scared. Plus, I want to see Nebraska do well because unlike most of these Big Ten dreks, they actually play an entertaining style of ball. But I kind of like A&M there. Radford and Wade Taylor. There's a toughness about Buzz Williams that reminds me of some of the old Izzo teams. They guard, they rebound.
Right, but here's the thing. You could see the nation falling in love with Tominaga the way they fell in love with Mike Sullivan last night.
Or I could have Radford throw him into the fourth row and show him that this ain't the Big Ten.
He's too quick. He's too fast. And he can do the same thing where he would just go off and hit 7 3-pointers, and it would be, yeah. He would become the new darling of it. Hey, David, I got something for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Mike, this is for you because you like numbers like this.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
And this is courtesy of your boy, the Bear, Chris Felica.
Hate him.
Since 1980.
He's atrocious. Why would you associate me with him?
Since 1985, there's been 7-1 seeds favored by 4 points or fewer in second-round matchups. Do you know how many have actually won?
In four opportunities?
No, in seven opportunities.
One.
You're right. It was Missouri. They were the only ones that won and covered. Five of the seven just flat lost outright, including last year with Kansas and against Arkansas.
North Carolina laying 4 to Michigan State. That's where he's going, people.
So,
guys, I just say it. Just say it.
Speak
what's on your heart.
Well, I was going to get to that. Well, I mean, you're the Vegas guy with the numbers guy.
Not the Vegas guy. I do a damn podcast.
It's called what?
Sports and Fun.
Yeah,
subscribe.
Yeah.
So let's close it out with this, guys. We have 3-13 seeds going at it today. Can any of them pull an upset? Yale against Auburn, Vermont against Duke, Charleston against Alabama.
Charleston's the one for me. They play at a pace. They shoot a bleep load of threes, and they're playing an Alabama team that's not interested in playing defense. Yeah. That's a dangerous recipe. So Charleston be the one for me.
Yeah, same here. My upset is looks like they're about to upset me in Western Kentucky, so don't ask me for advice.
Oh, you stop it right now. Please.
And that is your NCAA tournament blitz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.